prayer. I tell you, he's a man of prayer, and I say he's a man of prayer all the time. And he's just a man who loves God and a God chaser. So I just welcome you, Pastor. Yeah, and give the word.
Amen. Amen. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we continue, dear Master, give us wisdom, understanding. Allow your Holy Spirit to minister to us this evening. And my Father, I know that you have prepared us, my Father, for a purpose. Give us guidance through your Holy Spirit. I invite your Holy Spirit to guide even me, my Father, and to control me and to empower me. As I open my mouth to speak, you are once King of Glory. I ask you, Jehovah King Almighty, to help us and to support us, King of Glory, so that in Jehovah King Almighty, at the end of the meeting, we shall say, King, you have been with us, O God. Be in our midst. Continue our Lord to usher us to a higher level. Continue, Holy Spirit of Glory, to help us and to support us this evening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. I do commit everything unto your holy hands. In Jesus' name, we do breathe and pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm very much encouraged through your testimony. Amen. Amen. Since I came, what have you gotten from the Word of God? Do you have any revelation? How many have revelation? Amen. Okay. Because of the time, I don't know what you're supposed to do. Now it's 3:26.
Confession.
Four. Oh, we have only 34 minutes. Okay, let's go to the book of Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1 up to 7. Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1 up to 7. Can I get somebody to read for us quickly?
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 7.
We can go up to 8.
Okay, Galatians chapter 4, from verse 1. The Bible says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive under the adoption of sons. And because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. How bait then, when we knew not God, we did service unto them which by nature are no gods.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I would like to speak about the benefit of salvation. As we know that everybody is trying to enjoy salvation, and we are looking for that. And there is benefit of salvation. The benefit of salvation is the time once you become mature. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible is talking about and mentioning two words, child and son. Child is like that one. You can see there. But the son is the one who can be is a mature guy. And the inheritance from his father, he can be transferred for it because he is mature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why even the Bible is very clear to the church. When we were children, we were under the element of this world. And when the time fully came, Jesus was born under the law to redeem the church, to redeem us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we may become mature. And when we become mature, that's the time we can benefit all the fruits of salvation. Sometimes we can talk and talk and ask ourselves, why do we suffer? Why are these things happening? And according to your testimony, I had some of you have spoken some of the points. lectured with this scripture they have read. And the Bible is saying, as long as the heir is a child, he has no different from the slave. Even if he owned the whole thing, the whole estate, and the whole estate is under the tutor or the guardians, until when he become mature, that's the time he can enjoy the inheritance or the benefit of the life. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Even we, brethren, in the Christ Jesus, we must understand some of the things, because I'm praying, and when I am praying, the Lord has spoken to me, and I ask myself, what am I supposed to speak today? Because I don't want to speak things which are not workable. Amen. I'd like to speak something, even if it is one word, and it can touch your hearts, it can transform your life, and it will change even your life, and you shall continue to enjoy your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we are saved, and still we are still crying and suffering. It is not the will of God to some of the things that we are undergoing to suffer. No. Sometimes we can ask ourselves, is it the will of God? Sometimes we undergo some kind of tough problem. Church of Jesus, what are we supposed to do? We must think twice and find ourselves whether we are mature, what's the problem, and in my mind, the Holy Spirit guided me in this word. The Church of Jesus Christ, 95% of the Christian, they are under bondage. They are under suffering. I say 95%. Only a 5%. They are enjoying salvation. Why? It is not the will of God to see his church suffering. But we need to understand something. We need to mature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is only the time you will understand this word, maturity. Because even if you can come from the well-up family, I don't think your daddy can give you the whole estate when you are under 18. I don't think so. But when the time comes and he can see that you are mature enough, you can be able to manage the estate and everything in that home, oh, surely. Hallelujah. Your dad can be happy even to tell you, today, my son, not my child, my
son.
I think that is the word. Kikuyu, it's a mwana namburu. You get me very well?
Mm-hmm.
Child and son. In our mother language, mwana wake, muru wake. You get me very well?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm? In the Bible, when Jesus was a child was born. Mm-hmm. And when the Holy Spirit came, oyo nuwe muru wakwa. Is that true?
Son.
Yes. My son. But when he was a child, he spoke, the child was born. Yes. Get the point. It is the time, because even Jesus, he had got that all the stage. Even we as a church of Jesus, if you want to benefit in salvation, you must mature. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You are not late. You can do something. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I can say that in America, you are privileged from the Holy Spirit. Especially this church. Amen. Mm-hmm. You will discover later what I see. The Lord has privileged you. You are loved by God for the things that you are going to experience in this church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The things that you are going to experience in this church, I want to assure you, you will be happy. And you will enjoy. And you will discover some of the things. That's why I thank even my sister when she has given us a testimony. Yesterday I was at her home, and I remember what I prayed. I remember. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I remember.
Yes.
Even if the day will come for and she might find herself in a trouble, and I prayed to the Lord. Even if she mentioned there is a servant who came to my house, remember.
Yes.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Yeah. That was my prayer. I remember very well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I know our God is not far.
Yes.
He's a God of near. Is the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I want to tell you as a church, you need to do something. There is a lot of work to be done in your life that you may start to experience or continue to experience the goodness and the benefit of salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says, once you become mature, you will not be tossed by any kind of waves of doctrine. That's why the people are keeping moving here and there. And that's why even in Kenya, people might talk about, there's one preacher called Kanyari. But to me today, God has given me another revelation. Kanyari might be like a Nebuchadnezzar. When the people of Israel rebel against God, God used Nebuchadnezzar to strike them and to bring the Israel back. So some of the things might happen. To us, we might say, "Hey, what's this?" But God can allow some of the things. If you are not mature, and the way you conduct yourself, for example, when you are giving, you give like a child. What do you think that God can do to you? Just to say to you, Nebuchadnezzar, Kanyari, to call you. And you might think, oh, Kanyari is very bad. No! Get a revelation. Huh? One day I discovered Nebuchadnezzar was still young. And that guy lived a very long life for a purpose of God to strike Israel. So Kanyari will not grow old. Because of those who rebel against the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must mature. We must grow to our maturity. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible says, the heir is subject to guardians and trustee until the time set by his father. So also, when we were under the age, we were in slavery under the element spiritual forces of the world. But when the verse 4, but when the
When the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Hallelujah. Because you are a son, God sent the Spirit of his Son in our hearts, the Spirit who cry out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are his son, God has made you a child. Praise the name of the Lord. So you can see it is the will of God to see that the church is growing. We must grow. We must change. We must change and grow until we reach to a certain level. Because if people cannot grow, you will always need somebody to push you. Do this, do that. Come early in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come early in the church. Give your tithe, give your seed. And we might find ourselves, we lose a very good opportunity. Even some kind of blessing, it might pass very near to you, and you miss that blessing because you are not mature. Can you remember the Shunammite woman?
Yes.
Eh? What she did? Eh? Because she was mature, the way she saw the man of God, she said, "This is a truly man of God, and I want to not to lose any chance." The moment she discovered is a man of God, something created in her to do something to the man of God.
Yes.
Eh? Is it true?
Yes.
That is the punctuality. But sometimes we lose. We lost a very good chance. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 33, I think that 33. Somebody can read for us. Chapter 33 from 30. Read verse 23 first of all. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 23. Then the word of the Lord came to me, verse 24. Son of man, the people live in this lane, in the land of Israel, are saying, Abraham was only one. That is verse 24. One man. Yet he possessed the land. He possessed? And he was one. Who can lead it? B. Continue.
But we are many. The land has been given to us as a possession.
Mm-hmm. 25.
Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God, you eat meat with blood, you lift up your eyes towards your idols, and shed blood. Should you then possess the land, you rely on your sword, and you commit abominations, and you defile one another's wives. Should you then possess the land?
Good. Amen. Can you say that verse? Even today, people are talking about Paul. People are talking about David. People are talking about Daniel. But when you are supposed to apply the life of Daniel in your life, you are not ready. You get the point? You are not ready. You are not. It cannot work. That word of God, even if you read it 40 times a day, it will never work. people are talking, man, son of man, people are talking about Abraham, and they say he was one and he possessed the blood. But we are many, and we fail to possess. And God asks, you have done this and that and that. Would you be able to possess? Yeah. Hmm? You are defiling your neighbor's wife. Eh? Would you be able to conquer the enemy? No. Do you get the point?
Yes.
But you will start to say, we are many. We are many. And so, even I remember something. Sometimes we are talking about, we say sometimes, we have. I remember somewhere we have been gathering and we talk about apostle. And we say, apostle, they were 12 and they turned around Jerusalem. They preached Jerusalem. They changed Jerusalem. And they were 12. Even today we are talking. Is that true?
Yes.
Ha, we say Deborah. Deborah was a woman. Eh? Have you heard about Deborah? Deborah was only one. And how many are you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The same word. Can you read it for us?
Uh-huh. From
23. 20, yeah. Person.
Okay,
amen.
Uh-huh. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, the people living in those cities in the lands of Israel are saying, Abraham was only one man, yet he possessed the land. But we are many. Surely the land has been given to us as our possession. Therefore says to them, this is what the sovereign God says.
Since you eat meat with the blood, already you defile yourself. And you expect it to possess the
land.
As Abraham. Today I'm Abraham. Hey, can it work? Continue, my sister.
And look to your idols and shed blood.
Mm-hmm.
Should you then possess the land?
Mm-hmm.
You rely on your sword.
You rely on your sword?
You do detestable things.
Uh-huh. Machukizo.
And each of you defiles his neighbor's wife.
Hiya.
Should you then possess the land?
So you do. My God. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Okay. Our sister, look at me. Have you discovered something? I want to say this. If we want to enjoy salvation, you must be devoted. Mm-hmm. In the Lord. You must have commitment. That's the major problem. That's the cancer, spiritual cancer. People are not committed. People are not devoted. Even sometimes people come to me in Nyeri and tell me, Pastor Kamau, tell us what is the secret. Me, I told them, me, I'm not holier than you. But monitor me. I don't joke with salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just monitor me.
Amen.
I'm not so holy. Mm-hmm. This is the heart. The same heart. And you have been surprised when I pray for anybody, even those who are sick. People are asking, even PCA and Anglican, because I'm a chaplain. We took time even to share, and people are asking me, hey, Reverend, today you will tell us the secret. And I tell them. Yeah, I normally tell them the truth. I tell them and I told them. And I have spoken to them so many times. Me, I'm not holier than you. But the secret is, I am devoted. Hallelujah. Okay, okay. Can you read for us Acts chapter? I know you read it about Acts chapter 3, verse. Acts chapter 3. Chapter 2, verse 42. Up to 44. And another one, open the book of. Yeah. Let us read first one. First of all, let us read
chapter
that
two, Acts chapter 2 from verse 1.
From verse 4. Chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
Okay.
Up to 44.
The
Bible says, and they continue steadfast in the apostle, doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
42, repeat again. 42, only.
42, the Bible said, and they continue steadfastly in...
Steadfastly. Another one talking about the devoted. Yes. It for last sister.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
Good. They devoted. One word. One word. Just only that one. You see, sometimes let me tell you, my sister. Even in the book of Ezra. Ezra. Chapter 7, verse 10. It says, for Ezra had devoted himself to the study and to observe. And to observe of the law of God and to teaching its decrees and law in Israel. Only verse 1a. For Ezra had devoted himself to study. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I want to say something. In all written books, if you can change, then you can change the word in other books, but it has no effect. But let me tell you, Bible, even where there is a comma, when the Bible says devote, and 100 Christian come, give life to Jesus, and they were not devoted. If the devoted people are the people that are supposed to enjoy salvation and the benefit of salvation, they miss. If it is nation or other books, it can work. But the word of God, the word of God, will never change. So that's why the people are asking themselves, we are many. And we cannot change even the village. We are many, and we are laying our hands on this, on the sea. And not nothing. The result is negative. And we are 11, so our hands is 22. And we pray, kneel. We miss, kneel. We pray, kneel, miss. Why? Maybe a little thing in the Bible. Devoted. Sometimes people can say, we are many. Why is that this church is not growing? If there is no people devoted, nothing will happen. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Hallelujah. Until they discover the sacred. Hallelujah. Until we as a Christian discover the sacred in the word of God. Because the Bible is talking about how we can benefit, how we can enjoy the benefit of salvation. It's only the time we shall become mature. And once we become mature, then we must undergo vetting. When the Spirit of God vet you and find yourself you are devoted in the Lord, surely you will enjoy. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Me, I have taken 31 years in salvation. 31 years in salvation. But let me tell you, I came to enjoy salvation only 11 years. Mm-hmm. 20 years was under tormented, under bondage, under suffering.
And I was still being filled by Holy Ghost. I want to give my testimony. I was still a very holy man, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues at the bondage. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But today, when the Bible speaks about devotion, oh my God, I cannot remove that one. When the Bible speaks about commitment, I cannot remove that one. I have to study that word and go deep and go and bring all the books, concordance, whatever, all the books and versions. Hallelujah. Why? To study the word so that I can be able even to understand the words better. Surely, brethren, we can enjoy salvation.
Yes.
Surely, brethren, you can take this ministry to a higher level.
Yes.
The time you will become mature. The time you will put aside childhood and say, today, I don't need somebody to push me. Let me challenge you something. It is not a blessing. It is not a blessing. Can you allow me?
Yes.
You'll be shocked. It is not a blessing. You are pastor to sweep the church. You are pastor to sweep the church. It is not a blessing. Can you allow me to tell you? It's a curse. Even if you run away from the church, you don't need somebody to speak a curse in your life. Already, you have taken that curse. Because already, who is supposed to sweep the church? Tell me, let's be frank. Is it the pastor or you? I don't know what are you doing here. I don't know your plan. It is not a blessing even to allow the wife of your pastor to cook a tea for you. Let me challenge you because I want to help you. And because God has privileged you, this church, because I have said, as a mature person, with my own mouth, I will continue to pray for this church. I will continue to devote myself until this church will go to a higher level. Me, I have made a vow as a mature person. Listen to me. Me, I have made a vow. I have gone so many churches. This is 14 church since I came. 14 church. But God has given you a privilege. Amen.
Amen.
It's a privilege from God to have a man of God in me to say, I'm not here to be paid, but wherever I will be mentioning this church and pastor and the congregation of this ministry. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was somewhere and I was given a church, big church in Daravia. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And a mortgage and a car and a good salary, $2,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That church was set as a Presbyterian. The pastor ran away because he committed something very bad. He was caught up with a girl under 15 years. So he ran away. Thus, the whole church is intact. And they had me preaching in the jump radio. Yes, only they had me preaching. And they say, surely that is the man of God. Amen. They called me and I went there. But we talk, we share, we talk. And the board of the church say, we want to give you this church and read us. The salary is this one, the car is this one,
your mortgage, sujui nini, 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 kasema no. That's why I say it's a privilege. Because to this church, I will continue to pray for you. To this church, I will continue to stand with you. To this church, wherever I will be remembering you in my prayer. In my prayer. And me sure, I pray. Because I am devoted to the Lord. Not trying, I am devoted. Hallelujah. That's why I want you to mention the sacred. Because I don't want you to miss blessing. I don't want you to miss this. Sometimes you can ask yourself, Pastor, where are we missing? Be devoted to the Lord. Hallelujah. Have commitment in the church. Don't allow anybody to push you. Hallelujah. And that's the way you prove you are mature. You are mature. Hallelujah. And when you come to that level, you will find yourself, the Lord is walking with you. Sometimes people can ask you, how can I do so that I can enjoy or experience God to move within me? It is not far. Just start. Hallelujah. To do things. Don't allow somebody to push you. Hallelujah. Even if there is an opportunity in front of you, be wise and take that an opportunity like a Shunammite woman. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Don't wait for somebody even to tell you, let's do this once we shall be blessed. Why? For how long you will be waiting, my sister? Shunammite woman say, it's a man of God. Let us prepare a table, a house. Hallelujah. Yeah. And he got that chance. And she was blessed. How about you? How many people of God, how many of God have ever come in front of your eye? How many men of God have ever came in your house? And you miss the blessing. Hallelujah. So, my prayer is this one. Let's mature. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's mature. Let's be devoted. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's be devoted. Devote yourself. Come early in the church. Hallelujah. Prepare yourself. Arrange yourself. Program yourself. And say, every week, me and Jane and another one, it's a week to go and pray and cash and go for cash. Overnight prayer. Hallelujah. Program yourself. Don't allow even at the sujui who can come and pray overnight here. Just program yourself. And you find that you will not go far. Within 3 months, you will start to see God moving in you. God's working with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Answer your prayer will be always answered. And that's why even I told my the people who are still asking me so much questions, Pastor Kamau, can you help us? Can you tell us what is the secret? I don't know. It is the same Bible I'm reading. They ask me, how do you pray and God listen you? How do you pray and your answer is 100 answered? You don't struggle with even to pray. I told them, I don't know. But what I know is I am devoted to the Lord. And whatever I do, I don't need even anybody to push me. Can you tell me one thing? Look at me. Hear me. 1 minute, then we finish. Listen to me. When I was coming to America, we are supposed to go to embassy. But there is somebody who has gone there for about 4 times and she failed. And when she called me, she was told by her sister, you can contact Pastor Kamau and he can help you. When she came to me, I said to her, next time, this time, you will never miss visa. Hear me very well. Hear me very well. I told her, this time, the 50th time, you will not miss a visa. Then I prayed for her. When I prayed for her, and she went. When the time came for interview, she went and she was told, this document does not qualify you to give you visa. But I give you a God. She got a visa. when she called me to pray for her journey, I went in Nairobi. Listen to me. I went in Nairobi. And when we are together in the office of her son, I asked her, okay, what's your visa? She showed me the passport and the visa. And I told her, now, because you are going to America, I want to bless you. I want you? Who was supposed to bless her? Am I was supposed to bless her, or she was supposed to bless me?
She was supposed
Just tell
to
me.
She was supposed to bless you.
Why?
Because
tell us, why?
Because the incense of that she has already gotten whatever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really...
And cut you short. Before she got a visa, she never gave a seed. No, I never told her to give a seed. Okay, continue.
So, after God has blessed you, I guess he was supposed to give like appreciation to the pastor.
Mm-hmm. Why? Okay, continue.
Because he appreciated that, God has blessed me and I've gotten, my desire has been met. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to give this one as
oh
a
Oh my
blessing.
God. She fell four times. How much she was supposed to give me? Maybe. How much? 50,000. No, 50 shillings.
50,000.
Yeah. How much?
Every time it's 10,000, I guess.
She lost 14,400. That's how much we pay in the embassy.
14,
yeah. In American embassy we pay, and Canada we pay. But we talk about American embassy, we pay 14,400. She lost it four times. The fifth time, she got it. Okay. How much was she supposed to bless me? 14. Because she got it.
14 times.
Good.
Yeah.
Whatever. Nisa. Oh. Thank you. Let me tell you something. When the time came and we are in the office, listen to me. Because while you are devoted in the Lord will pour a revelation upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me now, my sister. I want to help you. In my account, I went in my account. I withdrew 10,000 shillings, Kenya shillings. 10,000 Kenya shillings. Listen to me. Okay. Once you get a visa, you must wait 3 days and go to DHL. When you go to DHL, you got a visa in an envelope. Your passport must be in an envelope, DHL. So she went there and got a visa and her passport. She collected her passport. So what I did, I took her passport and I told her, go home with you, this is your passport. Then I put my passport in DHL because I'm supposed to go to embassy after 2 weeks. Then I press her. What am I doing? I give her 10,000 and I say, go and buy a shoes and a briefcase to go to America. What I want to say is this. In the heavenly realms, that's the secret church is missing. In the heavenly realms, I have to buy that visa for mine. You get the point? In the heavenly realms, that's where things work. And I want to buy this visa for mine. When the time comes for me to go to embassy, no spirit can stand against me to refuse me visa.
Yes.
Get me the revelation, right? Wow. That's why my time came and I went there, I wrote 3 questions. With the confidence, I say, they must ask me 3 questions, not 4. And they ask me 3 questions. Why is this working? Because already negorete anoiting yeo. Nishanunua ye mafuta. Atakishu nikiobea mwingine napata. Even tomorrow I can pray for another one, we will get it. Why? The spirit of refusing cannot deny me.
Do you get the revelation? The spirit that refuse people to get a visa cannot resist me, cannot stand against me. Why? In the heavenly realms. I have a title D for that.
Yes.
I finish. And I'll teach you more. That's why I did even a woman from Nyahururu call me and tell me, oh, pastor, my daughter, she was standard 18, name Peter secondary, but there is nobody to pay for her. I told her, let us pray. We pray through my phone, and we pray. And somebody came from far and paid the school from form 1 up to form 4. Then I bought a school bag, and I choose. Who was supposed to bless me? Her. But I bless. In order nini, kugura maguta Maria, to buy that anointing. So that tomorrow, if I pray for somebody else, the anointing will work. That's why even today, if I go back to my country, if I pray for somebody to go for a visa, hallelujah, will not be denied. Why? The heavenly realms must see. Who pray for this issue? Pastor Kamau. They have to salute me. Because I bought it. I bought it. That's why when you devote yourself to the Lord, God gives you a lot of revelation. A lot of revelation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to thank you, dear Lord Almighty, because of the chance that I got to share with my sisters. I thank you this moment and this time, King of Glory. I do commit them unto your holy hands. May you continue to support them and to help them, Jehovah King Almighty, so that they can enjoy salvation. There is the benefit, Lord, that you have given us. There is the benefit that you have given to the church. And today, Father, I pray, may you continue, our dear Heavenly Father, to give us revelation and to support us. I pray for my sister that she will continue to grow and to understand and to grow to their maturity. Father, help them and support them. Today, I pray, nobody will remain childless. Nobody will remain, oh Jehovah, things being mediocrity. Today, Father, change things in our life. Today, Lord, Father, change things in our life. The way we conduct ourselves, my Father, we need to conduct ourselves fairly in the name of Jesus. Our Lord, our Savior, change our mind.
Yes.
Change our doubt.
Yes.
Change our spirit, oh God.
Yes.
Help us, my Father, to grow and to desire Jehovah King Almighty to grow into a maturity.
Yes.
I cover them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit so that every one of us may desire to grow.
Yes.
I pray, God, that you may help us and support us, oh Jehovah God.
Yes.
And even those who are not here, our Lord, I pray and I commit them unto your holy hands. Continue, Jehovah King Almighty, to support them and to help them and to bless them so that they may understand everything in the ministry. Our Lord and our Savior, I pray because I want to see these sisters and brethren in this church heading to another level. Our Lord and our Savior, I commit them unto your holy hands. Bless them today. Continue, Jehovah King Almighty, to support them through your ones. Let the word of God stick in their hearts so that everyone of us, my Father, we can be understand, Jehovah God of glory, the benefit of salvation. Help us and support us today. Jesus, sometimes we say we are many and Abraham, he was one. But we come to discover something. And because, Lord, we love you and you love your church, Father, bless today, bless this time, bless even the coming day, that this church will be blessed, and the members of this church, the pastor and the vision, and all the men who come to this church will be blessed. Father, support this ministry, help this ministry, and support my Father, our dream and our vision. Father, I bless you. You have told us, my Father, and you have told us today that we must grow to our maturity, so that we can be able even to enjoy all the benefit. It is the time, it is our high time to devote ourselves as Ezra, and the way, oh my Father, the people that we can help many people who has allowed us, King of Glory.
the apostle was were devoted to the teaching of the word of God. Even today, my Father, we want to devote ourselves. We want to commit ourselves. Help us and support us. We bless you and we give you honor and glory. And it is in Jesus' name we do believe and pray, and let us say amen.
Amen. Could be a little different, but it's like of Achan. And during the time when the people of Israel went into battle, they thought that God was with them. But because there was somebody who had taken something in their midst, they went in other times they would win because God was in their midst and they had not defiled themselves. But as long as there was something that was defiled in their midst, they could not win the victory. And the Bible says that they were, instead of them smiting their enemies literally turned back with them and smote them and killed some of them. So let's devote ourselves, let's commit ourselves, let us the Lord to transform us, to make us what he wants us to be. Let's remove anything that is a hindrance, you know, that would hinder the presence of God in our lives, hinder God from moving in our lives, because we want to see God. We want to see God in the church. We want to see God in our families. We want to see God in our workplaces. We want to see God in everything that we do. Mm-hmm. And the Lord wants us simply to devote ourselves, to commit ourselves to him. And he's faithful. Bless the Lord. God bless you. God bless you so much, Pastor. God bless you. We receive that. I don't know if there's anyone in our midst who has a need.